Today, I would like to talk to you about Catholic education. Now, Catholic education in the Catholic Church has been really one of the great strengths throughout history, especially in the United States. We excelled in the education of our children. But then, after the Council, so many lost their vocations or stopped teaching in our Catholic schools. It became almost unfeasible because the cost became so high. People began to lose interest in sending their children to Catholic schools, or they wanted bigger and better schools, or they were looking at the extracurricular things that everyone is so obsessed about in this day and age. But they failed to recognize what is truly important in a Catholic education: morality. The problem is that our schools have become amoral. Because, you see, when you do not teach a morality, whatever that morality might be, you are, in essence, teaching and being amoral, which means there is no morality. That means everybody can do what they want, do what feels good, as long as you don't hurt anybody. How many times did we hear that during the 60s? Every single person felt that we can live the way we want as long as we aren't doing any damage to other people. Well, I'm going to tell you something right now, that you can't do anything bad or wrong or evil without hurting someone else, even if you're doing it only to yourself. Even if you yourself are choosing what is wrong or sinful, you hurt every single Christian, every single person on the face of this earth. Look around. What do we find? We find a people that have lost their moral compass. We find that we can put anybody in office. We no longer look at the moral value of what that person stands for. We look at what they can do for me. That's what the world sees. That's what the world chooses. Me, myself, and I, the all egotistical trinity. They no longer think of what our children need in order to make good decisions in their life, because now we can get everyone else to make the decisions for us. And those decisions can be with regard to anything. In fact, we even let children make their own decisions with regard to sexuality, with regard to the birth control, with regard to relationships. We stifle the rights of our parents to correct their own children or to know what their children are doing. We call it the right to privacy. And yet what it is in reality is a right to amorality, a right to living without a moral compass. And Catholic education is so essential because in a world that has lost its moral guidance, we need those souls that are going to stand up and are truly going to govern and guide and teach, but with true, with a life that's lived according to that truth. You and I, if we do not have right and wrong before our eyes, what is that? We make hell on earth. We make hell for the people around us, and we make hell for ourselves. You know, hell isn't something that just happens after you drop dead. Hell is something you begin right here. Hell is what you make for your family. Hell is what you make for your children. Hell is what the government makes for the poor or for the wealthy or for anybody. That's where hell begins. And why? Because we've lost the morality that we used to get from our schools. We lost the morality, the moral compass that we used to get from our educational institutions. Now anything goes. In fact, it's always the worst stuff that is acceptable. It is always those who are way out on the fringe that are embraced as new thinkers. Well, I've got to tell you something. Truth doesn't change. Truth doesn't change or end because a group of people decide that it just doesn't fit with what they decide is right and wrong. Truth stands on its own. It doesn't need you. It doesn't need me. It needs nobody. It stands on its own 2 feet, and it's our job as Catholic educators, as Roman Catholic Christians, to see to it that the truth is known. We have to know the truth. That's the job of every parent, to make certain that their children not only know the truth, but know how to find it. Whatever happened to the Catholic Catechism? Where did it go? We're printing thousands of them, and what are they, holding up end tables? Are we using them to prop up a refrigerator? Where are our catechisms? The church gave them away. And yet, so many people don't even know the basic truths of our faith. If we as parents, we as Roman Catholic Christians, don't even know the teachings of Christ, it's not enough just to have a cursory reading of Scripture. When we go to Mass on Sunday, the priest isn't presenting the catechism. He's presenting means of becoming holy, means of becoming good. And if you're lucky, maybe he'll give you some truth with regard to the catechism and what the church teaches. But that job to teach the faith starts in the family. It starts at home. And it starts with the self. You know, it's easy to point the finger at somebody else and make them the ones culpable for the things that our children are getting away with. Oh yeah, it's easy to blame everyone else. The problem in our society is we tend to do that quickly. It's easy to point a finger. It's easy to make everyone else culpable for the things that our children do or that we do. We make excuses. The time for excuses is over, really. As Roman Catholic Christians, we have to take responsibility for our actions, for our faith. It is our job as persons, as Catholics, as Christians, to know the teachings of Christ, to know the nuances of those teachings. If your child comes up to you and asks a question, and if you can't answer, look it up. Go to a priest, find out the answer, teach your children. Don't push the burden or the responsibility off onto anyone else. It's not the nun's job. It's not the priest's job. It's your job. And the priest will then fine-tune what you have given to your children. First, teach by example. That's the most important thing. You can say, oh, well, I want to send my children to a Catholic school, but then you don't go to church. What am I supposed to do as a priest? I tell them, you've got to go to Mass on Sunday. Oh, well, my parents going to hell? Why? Well, because I don't think my dad's ever been to Mass or my mom's never been to Mass. What are we supposed to tell them? And then parents get upset because, oh, my children come, and my child comes home and tells me that I'm not going to go to heaven or that you're not going to go to heaven. And then they're upset. Come to church. What's the tough thing? How difficult it is to spend 1 hour with God. Do you know that at Mass, we are never closer to heaven than we are at Mass? When we receive the body, blood, soul, and divinity of our Lord Jesus Christ in the Eucharist, we are never closer to heaven. And yet, we find it so difficult to spend 1 hour a week. How in heaven's name are you going to tolerate heaven if you can't spend 1 hour with God once a week? How many other hours are there? Have you figured it out? And that 1 hour, you can't bring yourself to come to church. And then you wonder why your children don't have faith. We wonder why. And then we try to make excuses for that too. It's their friends. It's the world. It's their school. It's their teachers. Oh, our priest isn't vibrant enough. He's not exciting enough. Oh, if it was only more guitar masses. Oh, get over it. Start living your faith. We all have to start living our faith. And believe me, I preach to me first. I'm the one who has to change my life. Pope John Paul II said we have to have a constant conversion. And that starts at home with me. It starts at home with each one of us. Give it everything you've got. Because that's all you've got. In this world, with all of the temptations and all of the difficulties and all of hell trying to get you and your children, you have to stand up and be counted as a Roman Catholic Christian. You have to start praying publicly. You have to start living the faith. Preach with your lives. Teach your children. Spend time with them, giving them something that no one, no government, no society, no thief can steal. And that is faith.